All right, good afternoon, Real Variety Radio, the best variety on the internet. This is your net J, Sailor Cooper, and I'm down here in Mexico. I have a very special guest visiting. I'm sure you've known him. He's been on country radio for 10 years exactly. He has very popular songs from Cowboys and Angels to his current one with Mackenzie Porter, Thinking About You. Please welcome Dustin Lynch. Dustin, how you doing?
Sailor, I'm good, buddy.
It's awesome.
This has got to be the best setting of an interview I've ever had in my life.
Oh, you bet. Thank you so much.
We're in paradise.
We're in paradise. Mexico, crash my playa.
I feel like we're spoiled today, don't you?
Oh, we're beyond spoiled. We're not.
Crash my playa.
Yes.
This is year 7, I think.
7, yes.
Yeah.
Of course, they canceled last year because of the pandemic and all that, but we're so happy to be here, right?
Oh, yeah, we're back.
Woo!
Thank you, Mexico, for having us back, and today's the pool party.
Yes.
We're warming up.
You're going to perform on stage?
Quite the circus of a show that started out of just an accident the first year. They said, can you go to the pool and play a couple songs? And I was like, it's my first time ever in Mexico. I'm going to play more than a couple songs. We ended up playing for like an hour and a half, and it was a blast. And the next year they asked if we would do it again, and can we build you an appropriate stage, and so we started working with the festival, and now it's turned into quite the event. We're excited for it.
Well, you've done so much more than that. You kicked it the first night, Crash My Playa. You did such a phenomenal job.
Yeah, our first time ever to get the invitation to headline.
And congratulations on headlining too, by the way. Yeah,
we're really really excited. I'm really proud of my team and how we executed our first headline down here.
Yes. And I like how you blended in old songs with new ones, like Closing Time.
That's right. Yeah.
And I believe you did. Good Girl.
Yeah, we did. So we morphed out of Good Girl into a couple of classic. I don't know if that's early 2000s or when that is, but just some classic bar songs. You know, all of my guys in my band, we all got started playing on the bars on Broadway in Nashville. So we've got a deep catalog of cover songs that we know, and it just happened that we tossed those in the other night.
Oh, man, I love Nashville. I went this past summer in August, and it was spectacular. I actually got to be on the highway, SiriusXM, at Margaritaville.
Oh, yeah.
Buzz's Happy Hour.
Music Row Happy Hour.
Yeah, I love that show. Oh, yeah, it was
Buzz
awesome.
Buzz is a good friend of mine.
Oh, he is. Oh, you awesome. I had a ball in Nashville, and I would love to go back.
We've got a new album coming out February 11th. Blue in the Sky.
Blue in the Sky.
And I told Buzz we would come by and have a Music Row Happy Hour. So we'll be on there pretty soon, I think.
That's right. Yes, you announced it on Good Morning America the day before I came in. The day that I came in, actually. I came in later on that day.
That was fun. You know, getting to zoom into Good Morning America from the beach here in Mexico.
Yes.
A two-year labor of fun and love to make the Blue in the Sky album, and I hope everybody enjoys it.
Oh, it's gonna, I look forward to the album coming out. Actually, I saw the preview on Apple Music. I can't listen to it yet.
Yeah.
Of course, because it's not
up
out
there.
But it's
you can pre-save it, though.
Yes, but when it comes out,
that's
I'll
right.
have it. So let's go back to where you started. I read this morning you began playing guitar at 9 years old.
Yeah, nine, yep.
You quit for a while.
I did, yeah. My dad wanted, actually, the reason I started is my dad wanted to start learning how to play. So he bought himself a guitar, and then he brought me a guitar. It was a junior guitar, so I could, you know, being 8 years old, 9 years old, small hands. And we both started learning together. He stopped, and then I stopped shortly after because about a month into guitar playing, you realize, man, this hurts, and you still can't play anything, and you get discouraged, right?
Yeah.
And then I picked it back up at, I think I was 14 or 13 or 14 when I picked it back up, and stuck with it long enough to where I could get through a song. And then once I got through a couple songs playing other people's songs, I tried to write a song, and I recorded that on this old cassette recorder my mom had, and popped the tape out and went out into her car in the driveway and played it back. And that's when the magic happened for me. I became addicted to that process of making something up and then being able to hear it back through speakers. And I'm still addicted to it.
Oh,
years and years later.
Yes. You kept on going ever since. And I know you went to Lipscomb University in Nashville to study med. You went to medical school.
Yeah, that's right.
And guess what? Hey, you're doing something totally different.
Totally different. One of my good buddies here was actually I met during that ride of trying to get into med school, and he and I both ended up not practicing medicine. We ended up chasing wilder dreams, I guess. So I'm glad. I told my parents, I've got to try music for real. I can't live with a what if, you know, and I'm glad that I did, because I think that would have weighed on me the rest of my life had I not given it a shot.
And you have no regrets to this day, I'm sure.
No regrets. No. Yeah, it took a while. You know, it took 10 years being in Nashville. I was a 10-year overnight success, just like it says. I mean, I was 10 years on the nose to feel like I had a little bit of success in the music industry. So there was a lot of no's that happened. There was a lot of long nights of wondering if I had chose the wrong path, but I'm glad I stuck with it.
I'm so glad you stuck with it, too, because you've just been very successful. And that's right, you have to chase the dream, because there's a song out now by Texas country singer Cody Johnson.
Yeah.
There's a line there that says, "You got a dream, chase it."
That's right.
"The dream won't chase you back."
That's it.
Chase that dream.
You got to chase them.
Don't let anybody discourage you. Don't let the no's get in the way. Just chase it and do it.
Just chase it. Have fun. Enjoy the journey.
Yes.
And enjoy all the turns and the ups and downs. And if you can embrace all of that, you realize that you appreciate every day. So that's great advice.
Because honestly, I've always wanted to be a DJ since I was little. And, of course, I currently have an internet radio show on Real Variety Radio. That's right. You can go to realvarietyradio.com. You can listen to me right there. Me and my best friend, Tyler, we met in college. He lives in Longview. We do the show together every Wednesday night. And our goals are, if Lord willing, we turn this into a business and get sponsors, put ads in our show, and make some money, buddy.
Absolutely, dude. That'd be fun. That's a great fun way to make a living, and more importantly, just enjoy music and appreciate music. So thanks for having me on.
Yes, thanks. Yes, and before we go, what are your plans for the future? I saw on your website you have some upcoming tour dates.
Yeah,
right?
So we're gonna announce a tour. It sucks we can't right now. Can't talk about the dates because we have them pretty close to being solid, but we're going to announce the tour when the album comes out. So February 11th, the tour will be announced, all the cities we go to. It's going to be a spring leg, a summer leg, and potentially a fall leg. So we're going to be really, really busy starting off here pretty soon, and excited to get back out on the road. You know, everything feels like it's opening back up, and folks
yes.
are wanting to come back out and have a good time.
That's right, right. Because I saw some dates for August on your website.
Yeah.
We've got
a lot
Canada.
Of dates. Yeah, throughout festival wise, but the tour, the official tour will be announced. And we are gonna be the busiest we've been in several years this year. So I'm excited to get back out with the boys and
awesome.
Do what we love doing.
Awesome. You know, I came in for these 4 days to be at this festival because it's just an awesome festival, and I'm so proud that you are the mayor of Crash My Playa.
That's right. A hard-earned role.
Yes.
A hard-earned role, but somebody's got to do it, you know?
Yes, and all these new artists are here, like Caitlin Smith.
Yeah, we got Riley Green,
Riley
Jameson
Green.
Rogers, Jimmy Allen, Low Cash. We're missing a bunch of them.
Oh,
but
yes.
But that's who I've seen, at least, in person already. So it's just great to be down here and escape a lot of cold weather up. In Nashville, you know, it snowed yesterday in Nashville, so we're happy to be down here in warmer weather and get working on that suntan, you know?
Awesome. Yes, that's right. And we're sitting out in the hot sun right now.
That's right.
The sun's
you know, I think it's time for a cold beer.
Woo! Yes, it is.
Right?
That's right.
Let's go cool off with one of those.
Let's cool off. Let's jump in the pool and have fun.
Hey, Buzz Brannard, if you're listening, we're having our own damn Music Row happy hour down in Mexico without you. Cheers, buddy.
That's right. Cheers. Well, Dustin, thanks so much for being on with me today on Real Variety Radio. Everybody, give it up for Dustin Lynch.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Cheers.